Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away, freetalklive.com. Last night, I sold this story that we never got to, and Mark, I think we should blow out the gate here in the beginning of the show with it. It's about somebody who was arrested for a felony recording. As though making a recording could be a crime worthy of a felony charge. What happened?
This is from the Cyril Hughes blog, and it says the world's number one source for custom motorcycle news. Motorcycle speeder charged with felony for posting traffic stop video on YouTube. A Maryland man now faces up to 5 years in prison after he recorded his traffic stop last month in Harford County. Gaber was speeding with his motorcycle with a camera attached to his helmet recording his ride. A state trooper in an unmarked car pulled over Gaber for reckless driving. The trooper is seen in this YouTube video that Gaber posted, jumping out of the car and telling Gaber to get off that motorcycle, get off the motorcycle, get off the motorcycle, state police. The trooper is seen pulling his gun immediately after getting out of the unmarked car. It is not until 5 seconds after he exits the car that he identifies himself as a Maryland state trooper. Maryland is a two-party consent state, and that means that you can't record somebody without telling them. It's a felony to break that law. That's exactly what state police told the motorcyclist when they came to his house more than a month after he'd been pulled over. I don't want to go to jail. I haven't really done anything wrong. It isn't a violent crime. No one was injured. No one was hurt, said Gaber. That ultimately is to be decided by a judge. My personal opinion is that Gaber was recording before he was stopped. And
the opinion of the article.
Yes, the person writing it. If I saw anybody in plain clothes stopping and pulling me out with a gun, I would have thought that I was getting robbed. Gaber stopped recording after the state trooper identified himself.
Hmm. And so they, later on down the line, saw the video and charged him? When did they figure out that he had the video?
About a month later.
A month later.
Yeah. And apparently it's they're upset that the guy basically pulled his gun too soon. It was ridiculous the way that he pulled his gun. And he stopped recording after the guy identified himself as a police officer.
And it's not that it's illegal to record a police officer. What the felony charge for eavesdropping typically relates to is an expectation of privacy.
Mm.
And I don't know.
That's
that,
how it is here in New Hampshire. Maybe it's not that. Where was this?
Maryland.
So maybe it's not necessarily.
We'd have to read that, but it's typically the same, across the board because they've copied the federal statute. And if
you're outside, you certainly don't have an expectation of much privacy.
Or if you're working a public official, yeah, you're being paid by the taxpayers. Do you really think you have an expectation of privacy?
These guys love to be protected. The cameras scare cops.
Right, because
they're used to doing whatever the heck they want to do.
Right.
And this whole new advent of the technology where somebody can get a video quality camera and put it up for the world to see on YouTube is something brand new and scary to them. They just don't know what to do about it. They haven't figured out, maybe we should stop acting like a bunch of jerks with guns and start treating the public as though they're our paying customers. They haven't figured that part out yet, and it's going to be a tough change for them. Yeah, big adjustment for them to act like they work for us.
So what's going to happen here? I mean, do you remember the story where there was a guy here in New Hampshire who was arrested on similar charges? The cops, some detectives, had come over to his house asking questions about his son, his teenage son. They were, I guess, in the front door area. He had some recording devices installed
in his house. And a sign that said that he had recording devices.
Right. And so he recorded that, and the recording caught these detectives being rude and obnoxious and shoving their way into this home and just being jerks. And so he brings the tape down to the police station because he didn't know. He didn't know it was a problem with their laws to do what he did.
He knew he'd received poor customer service from these detectives, and he wanted their boss to do something about it.
So he brings it down, the tape, as evidence of what these officers did while they were on duty, and that's when they arrested him. They say, you recorded our officers? Well, you're under arrest and felony charges. And I'm trying to remember what happened in that case. Did they drop the charge?
I don't know. It didn't seem like it went anywhere.
I know that we talked about what it was, and I wish I could remember the guy's name, but I don't remember any of that. So maybe our lovely producers out there can recall what that case was.
Dig it up for us.
Yeah, because I wonder what happened to him. I just wonder, in this case, are they going to push for a plea bargain? That's likely what they're going to do. We found out recently that Curtis, who was one of the activists up here, Sovereign Curtis, busted for marijuana distribution. We find out that no one in the history of New Hampshire, maybe even the history of the country, but nobody in the history of New Hampshire, at the very least, has actually taken this particular charge, marijuana distribution, to trial. They've all taken the plea bargain. Every single person that's ever been charged with distributing marijuana in the history of the war on drugs in the state of New Hampshire has taken the plea bargain. And so, similarly, in this case, where you've got this law that we're going to presume that in Maryland it has to do with an expectation of privacy, you've got this law that says that, or the statute that says that, well, you can't do this and you can't do that, and they charge people with it, and then it's scary because it's a felony, and felonies are several years in prison usually. It's usually misdemeanor is under 1 year, felonies more than a year. So this guy's probably looking at some serious jail time for recording this cop. They're going to come at him and they're going to say, well, look, you know, we're going to give you a break. We know you didn't know. You learned your lesson. Just plead guilty. You'll get 6 months probation or 3 years probation, whatever it is they'll throw at him. They'll throw him something that won't give him jail time. It'll still own him in that he'll be under the probation system of the state, which, of course, when you're under probation, it means that it's real easy to go to jail because it's easy to violate probation. And he'll be tempted, because on one hand, he'll be able to take it to court, possibly win, and maybe even overturn this bad law. On the other hand, he's also risking going to jail if he's convicted. And there's no guarantee that the government courts are going to back him up. The government courts are more likely going to support the government, and he'll have to appeal up as many levels as he possibly can, and that's going to cost a lot of money. Can he find a lawyer who's willing to take on the case pro bono? Can he afford to hire a lawyer for something like that?
I don't see why a lawyer would particularly want to take that pro bono. I mean,
there are all the incentives in the world for him to just take the plea bargain. So maybe it is a bogus crime. Maybe it's just nonsense. Maybe the cops know that they don't even have a case. But they don't have to have a case if you don't take it to trial. They can have the flimsiest, nonsense, garbage case, and as long as they charge you and you say, okay, I'll take the plea bargain, they don't have to prove anything. Beyond any shadow of a doubt, or beyond whatever the other preponderance of evidence is, the different levels of proof depending on what the crime is that people have been charged with.
And if it's shown that they are completely falsely accusing some person of a crime, that they've just targeted them, nothing happens. I mean, it's not like there's any punishment for them going out and misusing the law to try and control people's behaviors in ways that it was never intended. Too bad.
Yeah.
We know better next time.
Yeah, it's just like the story we read last week about the British cops breaking into people's homes. They get caught red-handed doing it. They have to admit, it turns out it was illegal for us to do that. We're sorry.
Yeah, well, right here in King, New Hampshire, there was a local police officer who came to my home, and when I haven't released this video, but when I pulled the video camera up and started recording him, he told me as he stood on my front porch and I was inside my own home that it was a felony for me to record him.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing this video.
He's just making that up.
I told him, you know,
well, they can
I
make
don't
whatever
think
they
so.
Want up.
He told me I better do the research and look at the laws. And
it's your responsibility, Sam.
Yeah, well, I already have, and it doesn't say what you're telling me. So
yeah, I'm pretty
That's
clear.
Your interpretation.
Yeah. Well, I told the chief, and he laughed, thought it was pretty funny that that one of his officers did that.
Oh, and I'm sure he went right out and gave him a good, solid reprimand.
Yeah, well, he
can't tell people something's a felony that's not.
He didn't want to make an official statement on it, but he said he'd talk to the guy.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. There's a pretty big announcement here. One of the guests that I've been trying to get on this program for years is looking like he's finally going to come on the show this Saturday. I think I can say this without jinxing it, because I think it's pretty important to announce a guest this big. Normally, I don't like to announce guests, because when you announce them, it seems like they don't ever come on. So, more coming up. We'll explain who that is in a bit.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and a heads up to our board operator. I do not see you on the instant messenger, so I have no idea if anybody has called in. Hopefully you're listening. 800-259-9231 is our number. You can take control of the airwaves, and if you call that number, let the board op know that we're not connected via instant message. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, including our archives. So you can go back, jump into the podcast. We got them all the way back to the beginning of 2009, completely free for you. over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and get active, all in the same place. And that's what's happening. We've had hundreds of people make the move here to New Hampshire, and thousands more are coming. Over 10,000 people now have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're looking to reach 20,000 at the very least. But you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until 20,000 until you come here, because the action's happening now and it just keeps getting better and new people are moving in every single week. So come on up. Or learn more over at freestateproject.org and then make an excuse to get up here. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up here in the next couple months. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com to learn more about that and get signed up. I am really looking forward to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be bigger and better than it ever has, and it's always been a really fun event. So head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about whatever you want. Started the show out with a disturbing story about a guy who was getting he got pulled over on his motorcycle, happened to have a recording device on him, put the video up on YouTube, and then the cops charged him later on with a felony. Felony wiretapping is, I believe, what the charge is. And it's just absolutely outrageous. And, Sam, you can relate. I mean, you spent 58 days in a jail cell because you dared to record out in the open in a public court lobby here in Keene, New Hampshire last year.
Right.
And it seems so clearly illegal for them to do these things, but then again, what we say doesn't matter. Our opinion of what the laws, what their laws say, of what their statutes say, doesn't matter. Well, it's only the men in the robes' opinions that matter to them.
Well, we can just agree to disagree on this one, Ian.
We can agree to disagree. That's what I was told recently by one of the cops here in town. And as I pointed out to him, well, that's fine, we can disagree, but I get to go to jail if I disagree with you and actually do something about it. If I actually do more than just verbally disagree, if I actually withhold my money from you in your system, then you'll take my house from me. If I decide I don't want to go along with you and your rules, maybe you want to walk down the street smoking a joint in front of the police department or something like that.
I just want to keep the money that I've earned and spend it and give it away in the way that I feel is best.
Yeah, you're not free to do that. So that's not a freedom that that we have. And similarly, this man on the motorcycle wasn't free to operate a recording device that was fully within his possession in a public location, in a public place. In many cases, the cops have their own recording devices. Not in all departments, not every cop car, but in a lot of places, when you're dealing with the cop, you should presume that you're being recorded.
You darn sure should.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. In the lobby, the very same lobby they arrested me in for filming, they now have their own cameras where they record, and I didn't give them consent to record me. It seems that the government never really asks, but they're happy to restrict cameras, even though theirs are sitting up there in the ceiling recording everything that we do, because, you know, we're the serfs.
Now, that's new. They just added the camera system here recently. So that'll make it interesting the next time somebody does bring a camera into the court lobby to point out, well, wait a minute. Your cameras are on. Why can't ours be on? It'd be a clear double standard.
Yeah. Well, so they're going to say because, we have minors coming in here and we have to protect their identity. But again, yeah, they're misinterpreting the laws. If you actually look at it, it says you can't put their name the name and picture of a minor who's there for court in the newspapers. You can't publish that.
Right, and no one has ever made an effort to record any minor that was coming into the court.
Yeah, and tag their name as well. I mean, that's the other requirement for this thing.
But they just get to make it up. It's like the cop that came to your front door said, you can't record me. You were standing inside your own home. That's a felony for you to record me. Nonsense. He's just making it up.
Yeah.
But if people believe what these government people say, if you believe what they say, then that's your fault.
Yeah.
Or being a sucker.
To think that the police can walk up to your house and start screaming orders for you to obey inside of your own home through your window or door, that is insane. And that's exactly what he was doing. Oh, no, you can't film me in your own house. I'm sorry.
Toll-free number here for your thoughts is 800-259-9231. CarlosMiller.com, great blog site. It's called Photography is Not a Crime. We've had Carlos on the show in the past, and he does a really great job of keeping track of all kinds of instances of people, like us, regular folks, using video cameras in regards to governmental actions, specifically usually the police. And he does a real good job of keeping up to date on this and what's going on out there. There was a video posted actually by a listener of ours, George Donnelly, in Philadelphia. He was out at a Fully Informed Jury Association outreach recently with Julian Hecklin, who, as you may recall, if you've listened to the show for a few months, we heard about this Julian character. He was arrested for doing FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association outreach, out in front of the federal courthouse in Manhattan. He was arrested. He was forcibly drugged and then released. And he's been arrested and released several times in this very same location for going out and handing out pamphlets about jury nullification to people that were passing in front of the federal courthouse in Manhattan. And
clearly a dangerous man.
So this gentleman, Julian Hecklin, is actually going on tour now. He's going to different federal courthouses around the country and is passing out Fully Informed Jury Association information. You can go to FIJA.org to learn more about the Fully Informed Jury Association. It's a great organization that helps educate jurors, potential jurors, to their right to actually say not guilty based on their feelings about the law. Not on whether or not the law was broken, but their feelings about the law. If they think the law is just or not, they get to vote how they feel. And that's what the FIJA is letting people know. And, of course, the feds do not want you to inform potential jurors about this. So they're cracking down much harder than we've ever seen any of the local boys crack down on FIJA. Up here, it's no problem. We go out, we do FIJA every month during jury selection. We hit 90% of the jurors with the Fully Informed Jury Association outreach, and the bureaucrats don't say word one to us about it. We've been doing it now for almost 2 years here in Keene, New Hampshire. But at the federal courthouses, they're not used to it. They certainly aren't used to people coming up and handing out flyers, and they certainly aren't used to people continually doing it, coming back after they've been arrested. This guy keeps coming back.
It's massive jury tampering to them. You know, no, you can't. Well, we're the only ones who get to talk to the jury.
I think I don't know what they've charged him with. I know they've cited him with, I think it was trespassing or something like that. But he's going to be coming maybe to a federal courthouse near you. I don't think he has his own website, though. So George Donnelly, I believe, his blog is Arm Your Mind. Let me make sure here. It's actually just georgedonnelly.com. There was a list there the other day of some of the upcoming locations where Julian was going to be. But while George was out with Julian at the Philadelphia Federal Courthouse, they had something like a dozen cops come out and harass them. And one cop said something really choice that I want to play for you here in a little bit. We'll share that. Also take your phone calls, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI.freetalklive.com will get you there, and you can get interactive.
Tired of that slow ride down Fat Hill? Well, I am too, and I've been taking Lumathin Plus. It's a it's a super concentrated Caroluma formula that I managed to get put together by a group of experts. Go check it out at LumathinPlus.com. I believe in it so much, I bought the company, LumathinPlus.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Sam is here with us from ObscuredTruth.com, a man very familiar with close encounters with the law enforcement kind when it comes to having video cameras. And we're sharing with you here, we're going to share with you a little clip of audio. There's a much longer video up over at CarlosMiller.com. Also, originally came from GeorgeDonnelly.com. George Donnelly is a liberty activist and agorist who is, I believe he's planning on making a move to New Hampshire here within the next few years.
Certainly frequents the Liberty Forum and Porkfest, right?
Yep. In the meantime, he is getting his activism on there in Philadelphia, and he showed up with Julian Hecklin, who is a Fully Informed Jury Association activist. They teamed up. They brought out a couple other Liberty activists from the area to go out to the federal courthouse there in Philly and do some Fully Informed Jury Association outreach, informing people that of their right as a juror to judge based on not just the facts of the case, but their opinion of the government statutes, their opinion of the government's so-called law. It's such an important bit of outreach. It's, I think, one of the easiest and most important things that activists can do, because if you can change just one juror's mind, if you can inform at least one juror that they have the right to judge based on their feelings and not just the facts in the case, then you can hang a jury. And that doesn't mean that they can't try the person again, but it certainly makes things more inconvenient for the state. And so continued outreach, as far as FIJA is concerned, is a very valuable thing for activists to do. It doesn't take a lot of time. You just show up when jury selection is happening. Around here, that's once a month. In fact, sometimes it's less often because some months they just don't have juries that they're picking because, as we talked about earlier, most people just take a plea bargain. So you go out whenever they're doing the jury selection. You bring some fully informed jury association flyers, which you can order from FIJA.org, or they give you PDFs. You can download a PDF and print them out at your favorite printer. So you can have you can make your own. Like what we did was we put freekeen.com on the back of the actual PDF. When we send that off to the printer, then we get nice looking flyers that don't look like they've been stamped on the back.
Right.
And so you show up, you hand out the flyers to the people that are coming in for jury selection. You say something nice like, good morning, ma'am. Would you like some free information about your jurors, about jurors' rights? And you smile and make eye contact. And up here, at least, like 80, 90% of people that are walking in will take this information. And of course they will. I mean, if you've ever been to jury selection before, it is boring. There's a lot of waiting around and just filling out of forms and sitting and waiting while the bureaucrats process things. At least that's how it was in Florida. I haven't done it up here. Typically, people bring books and things like that if they know what they're doing, if they've been before. And so handing people a flyer for FIJA is a way to get them to read it because they're not going to have anything else to do. So that's what they were doing. They were out front of the Philadelphia courthouse, and then all of a sudden, these U.S. marshals in black coats come out, multiple marshals come out, and one guy, and there's again a lengthy video over at georgedonnelly.com, lengthy video, but it starts out, he starts out with the highlight of the entire reel, and this is it.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
Now, there's a little bit, that's choice right there. I mean, that statement alone is good enough. But if you actually watch the video, the guy that says that takes a few steps at least. He seems to be a good 5-6 feet away from the cameraman, from George. He steps up to him and gets in his face. And then he utters the...
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
He came close to George. He was the one that closed the gap of the space. George wasn't getting anywhere near this guy. He was just standing there videotaping these armed goons harassing Julian Hecklin, who was there to pass out the FIJA flyers.
It's because they don't know how to handle a challenge to their authority. When one of the serfs is out there with a video camera recording them and not doing exactly what they want or asking, begging for permission first, it upsets them, and sometimes they react this way, and it's perfectly normal. How dare you come up here? I'm trying to do this job. I'm risking my life for all you people out here, and you want to record me?
That's what it is to them. It shows up as a threat. The only way that they know how to respond to threats is, you know, violence and threats.
Right. If you had a knife, they'd be easily able to disarm you and take you down. But
sure.
They can't do that.
Right. So the camera's like, I don't know. I don't like this. I don't know what to do. They resort to really what they've got, and it's threats, and it's out of place. It looks really silly. This guy's has probably been viewed by thousands of people at this point, and before it's all over, it's going to be viewed by tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people saying, walking over to this guy and saying, hey, if you get any closer to me with that camera, I'm going to take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
And we've been talking about how this is the change that's sort of sweeping over society. Camera phones are available and plentiful, and it's easy to stream from the internet. So it's changing the relationship that the people have with the police who are trying to order them around and used to getting their way. And I think one of the ways they're pushing back in the movie Hurt Locker, that I thought was not really a great movie that won all of the Emmy or Golden Globe Awards, whatever it was. In there, there's a scene where the guy comes out with a camera, and they're like, oh, we're going to be on YouTube, watch him, watch him, and they just turned him into this huge threat, and then there were some people in a minaret tower that were waving or something. They're like, hey, they're signaling to the cameraman, and they just made it into this huge, stressful situation, and I know that they're trying to sort of relay and tie that into something like this, where everyday people are just out in public filming public officials doing absolutely nothing wrong, and they want to play it up and hype it as though it's dangerous to record police. You have to do what they say. You must obey at all times and do not question anything.
And if you do that, if you do what they say, then you are a serf. You are one of their subjects. But if you stand tall and you stand up for the right to record and you stand up for the right to record something in a public place, especially, they're right out on a sidewalk here.
Freedom of the press,
then,
you know.
They'll jam the camera down your throat.
Well, luckily, he actually did not do any camera jamming.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
I love the dramatic pause.
Yeah.
Like, he's
ram it down your throat.
I'm such a badass, you know? Just that bad.
Yeah.
There ain't no controlling me, buddy.
So, outside of Philly, I'm bad, bad Leroy Brown.
Later on in the video, again, a whole bunch of these suited guys are out there. And then later, the local cops are called out to the scene. And they're much more friendly, you know, playing the good cop. And they, you know, chatted up with the activists. The one thing I did notice about this in this particular encounter, and if you're new to doing this stuff, there's always going to be, even if you aren't new to it, there are things you're just going to mistake, and you're going to mess up in the heat of the encounter. It's hard to think of the right things to ask and how to handle yourself. It takes practice. And the thing I did notice that the government guys were effective about was getting them to stop handing out the flyers, because the entire time the government people were there, doing their thing, asking questions and trying to, because most of the video is the government goons trying to get the names of the activists, and the activists, to their credit, are not giving their names out, which is of course very upsetting to the government goons, who then in return refuse to give their names out. And you know, there's some back and forth about that. But throughout this entire conversation, I don't notice at least anybody being handed any flyers. Now, in George Donnelly's blog post at georgedonnelly.com, he does point out that they did distribute about 90 flyers to people that were coming out that day. So flyers were successfully distributed.
Flyering isn't as exciting as video as, you know, the cop threatening to jam the
Well, that's true, but it's not all about getting exciting video. I think George Donnelly wasn't there with the intention to get exciting video. He was there to ensure that they were as safe as they possibly could while they were doing the flyering. The intent of the event is not to get video. The intent of the event is to get the ideas of the Fully Informed Jury Association into people's hands. So what would the government goons have done had they just continued to hand out the flyers in their presence? I don't know. That would have been interesting to see. Maybe you could try it at your local federal courthouse when Julian comes there, because he's coming to Concord, and that's going to be fun. Three times live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables, and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
We
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
You know, I don't do a whole lot of production for this show. I don't do, and it's kind of funny. Sometimes the radio business people will tell me how well produced my show sounds. I'm like, I don't do production for my show. This is like the most basic radio show. We've got two music beds that could take us in and out of the segment. We go to commercials. We do news at the top of the hour. And there's not really any significant level of production that goes on here. I certainly spend next to zero time cutting out things like audio clips, but this one is just so great. I mean, I'm just so excited about playing it. I mean, he gets right up in the camera and delivers that line so clear, so perfectly. It's well recorded audio. Thank you so much to the anonymous government bureaucrat from the Philadelphia court, because nobody knows who these men were. I mean, we know they were allegedly U.S. Marshals because they were wearing garb that had their U.S. Marshal patches on, but none of them identified themselves. So.
It's funny the way they turn that around, as though if I don't give my name to them, that they should, you know, be able to respond in exactly the same way. But they fail to realize that nobody's being forced to pay me to show up there and hand out literature,
yeah.
Whereas we're all being forced to pay for this public servant who doesn't want to identify himself.
And isn't it usually in their statutes that they have to identify themselves?
Yeah, they do. They're supposed to. And there's also the other thing I love
about this. But what are you going to do, sue them?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can waste more of your time and money. But in this, there were at least four different, that I counted, groups or agencies at the courthouse who all came out and responded to this to try and deal with three people. It was amazing.
You can see the video footage over at georgedonnelly.com. But there's a story here from Carlos Miller. I just want to see what he has to say about this. But first, Mark, tell me about what you've got to tell me.
Research shows that a one-year-old will learn twice as fast as a three-year-old and a three-year-old twice as fast as a five-year-old. These early years represent a critical time in your baby's life. This is absolutely the best time to teach your baby to read. We got my son Jack Wanna kit, and it's called Monkey See Monkey Do, and he loves it. You can get it at babyreadingkit.com. I recommend this strongly for your child. I saw him today do something that he'd never done before. Either he identified a word through reading, which seems really unlikely to me, or he identified a color that the word was setting on. So the word yellow was setting on the color yellow, and he goes, yellow. And It's amazing the amount of learning that's going on at my house with these kits. BabyReadingKit.com.
All right, so Carlos Miller does his take on the video that we're sharing the clip from you from GeorgeDonnelly.com. Miller says, the irony, and this, by the way, from CarlosMiller.com, the irony in the above video is the man hired to protect the courthouse from terrorists is the one doing the terrorizing by making violent threats against law-abiding citizens. If you get too close to me, well, I won't. Don't have to.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
So he told George Donnelly after getting in his face, Miller says, I would like nothing more than to see that man eat his own words. The incident occurred outside a Philadelphia courthouse. As we explained to you, they were doing jury nullification outreach. As the group was handing out pamphlets, several men in coats, ties, and walkie-talkies approached them, asking them what they were doing, as if it wasn't already obvious. The men asked the demonstrators for their names. The demonstrators asked the guards for their names. Neither side wanted to provide their names. It doesn't appear that Pennsylvania has a stop and identify law, which, even if they did, it would require an officer to detain them under reasonable suspicion before he can arrest them for refusing to provide their names. This is a law that is found in some states around the country. It's just, I keep using the term law, it's a common statute. It's one of their government statutes that is found in many states, where a cop can ask you to identify yourself, but he has to have some sort of reasonable suspicion that you are involved in a criminal act. So he can't just wholesale stop everybody that he is seeing on the street and demand of them their names. Now, that's not to say he can't ask, because a cop can stop you anywhere he is.
Sure. Anybody can ask you any question they want.
Right. So to be crystal clear, if you're walking down the street and a cop comes up to you and asks you a question, you don't have to answer him. That's a contact. You're free to walk away, and that's one of the things they talk about in 10 Rules for Dealing with the Police, which is a great video. You should look for it on YouTube. If they have this stop and identify law, then supposedly a cop can legally require you to give your name, but he has to have a legal requirement of having reasonable suspicion that a crime has been committed. So I think it would be fair for you, if you were in one of those states, to... if you wanted to be so-called law-abiding, to ask him, well, what's your reasonable suspicion, or am I being detained? Because you also have to have reasonable suspicion to detain somebody for an investigation. As I'm understanding, Sam is nodding here.
Typically, yeah.
We continue here. So Miller says, and it's not even clear if these men were law enforcement officers or just security guards. Either way, you'd think that departmental or company policy would require them to identify themselves when asked. It appears as if they were just security guards, although they were wearing some type of badge. I paused the video, and it looked like it said U.S. Marshals. One guy kept demanding, why are you here? Which was pretty evident by the signs they were holding up and the pamphlets they were handing out. And the guard, of course, brings up terrorism as an excuse to harass the demonstrators who are only...
terrorists come with signs and pamphlets. You know? I mean, it's so ludicrous. It's like there's not even a veil on the fact that they're trying to prevent Americans from protesting, which is their First Amendment right, on government property, which is property that they paid for. It's disgusting. It's crazy.
And that's all they have to do is just utter, terrorism.
Obviously, I can't protest on someone else's property. That would be a violation of their property rights. It wouldn't make much sense to protest on my own property. Yeah. And I can tell you that they go after your property, too, with their little sign ordinances and things like that. Mm-hmm. They don't want Americans to be able to protest their government.
That was one of the first objections early on in George's video. They came out and, well, why did you guys pick the federal courthouse? Why don't you do the state or local ones? You know, why us?
Why didn't you go somewhere else?
Why don't you go somewhere else? Why don't you take your federal courthouse and get the hell out of whatever state you're in? In fact, coming up, of course, 2 days from now is tax day. And nothing's really been put together out here yet, so we'll see if we can put something together real quick as far as doing some activism. If you're going to do activism on tax day, the best place to do it is the Postal Service, the main location for the Postal Service, whatever your town is. That's where the procrastinators will go. The people who have waited till the very last minute, who haven't filed for extensions to turn in their government tax forms, will be coming to your local post office. So if you want to reach them with signage, if you want to reach them with flyers,
A megaphone.
A megaphone, yeah, exactly. I don't know. It depends on how heavy things are. Megaphones kind of seem silly if it's just a trickle of people coming in.
Right.
And usually it's not much more than that during most of the hours. Things get a little busier, usually around 5 or noontime or something like that.
Yeah, in the big cities, there's always pictures of the news at 11 o'clock at night, lines of cars going up to put their forms in the mailbox.
So a little more from the story here. Carlos Miller, he points out that the guards bring up terrorism as their excuse to harass the demonstrators. So while the guards are trying to sort out the dilemma by speaking to their superiors on the walkie-talkie, one of the guards gets in the face of the videographer and makes his threat. Donnelly has a little more patience than I would in that regard, because I would have welcomed the son of a bitch to do so. And, of course, do what?
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
And ram it down your throat.
That's so cool. It's like you were in one of those action films or something. You're like Action Jackson.
So that's that. CarlosMiller.com, great blog site. Add that to your aggregator if you are one of those who has a blog aggregator. He does a great job of really keeping an eye on people who are keeping an eye on the police. And he himself was brought into this world accidentally. He happened to be in Miami, which is where he lives and does his business as a professional photographer, was noticing that there was somebody who'd had a car accident. He's got his camera with him. He's a photographer. He gets out, starts snapping photos of the accident scene. And that's when he was surrounded by what it appears to be at least 4 cops. There's a picture at the header of his blog at CarlosMiller.com of what happened to him the night that he was arrested for taking pictures of the police. So in some cases, you actually end up going to jail for using your so-called First Amendment rights, freedom of the press. In other cases, like in what happened with George, they come up, they threaten you, they try to intimidate you into stopping recording. That's what they want you to do. They want you to either go away or to stop recording. And George didn't either. He continued recording through the entire affair. Camera was never shoved down his throat, and he walked away with some outstanding video footage of the entire event. So it can be very scary. You don't know who these people are. You don't know how dangerous they are. But if you're there with multiple people and you have multiple cameras, you're that much safer. I think George may have been the only person with a camera at this event. There were only a handful of folks there, which is why getting together with other like-minded people makes a difference. Do not do fully informed jury association alone out in front of a courthouse. I think that's one of the most dangerous things you can do. They can... It doesn't matter if you've got a camera. They're going to swipe you up and do whatever it is they want to. But if you've got 2 people, you're that much more safe. If you have 4, it's very unlikely they're going to be able to do much at all to you. So there's real strength in numbers here. Numbers and cameras, very important in doing liberty activism. Hour 2 is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll talk about gold on the way.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.